Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you.
Living God, with joy we celebrate the presence of your risen word. Bring our hearts to life with your Holy Spirit, so we may hear and proclaim the good news of Christ's resurrection. Amen. Our first scripture reading this morning is from the New Testament, Matthew 27, 50-56, found on page 40 of the New Testament in your pew Bible. Please read with me. Then Jesus cried again with a loud voice and breathed his last. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two, from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened. The saints who had fallen asleep were raised. After his resurrection, they came out of the tombs and entered the holy city and appeared to many. Now when the centurion and those with him who were keeping watch over Jesus saw the earthquake and what took place, they were terrified and said, "This is the man who was God's son." Many women were also there, looking on from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee and had ridden for him. Among them were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the son.
Now, I'm going to wager that you just read the part of the scripture reading that you weren't here to read this morning. I'm guessing that we have rewound a little bit farther in the story than you were expecting us to this particular morning. Well, I promise I have the rest. But I wanted you to hear first all the special effects and great drama that happened there at that scene that took place on Friday. The earthquake that split the stones and the soldiers who reacted, "Ah, this is the Son of God," and the women standing faithfully watching. And yes, that strange, surprising moment when Jesus' death becomes the resurrection of the saints who lived before him. Unfortunately, I'm not going to talk about that moment in depth today, but I do want you to notice that the resurrection is not confined to Jesus. This is not a story that ends with Jesus. It's not even a story that only began with Jesus. I want you to hear all of that as a setup for today's main story. Jesus has been buried, and the tomb has been sealed, and soldiers posted to stand guard outside of it. And now it's the third day. The scripture lesson is Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. For he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him.' This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the word of the Lord. There was a more recent earthquake, this one in 2010 in the country of Haiti, an earthquake that devastated major cities, including the capital of Port-au-Prince. This earthquake killed at least 160,000 people. Estimates vary really widely. And rebuilding is still far underway. That earthquake ended the career of a man named Andral Estes. He had worked in insurance. His career was ended, his home was destroyed, and Andral relocated from Port-au-Prince up to the Central Plateau, an area where there had been not nearly as much damage. There was not nearly as much to damage on the Central Plateau. And so the Central Plateau became home to these sustainable cities smaller communities that grew up in the wake of the earthquake. This is a resurrection story. Now, resurrection stories are not always obvious. If they were obvious, they wouldn't exactly be resurrection stories. Just like earthquakes are not usually a sign of God doing something new and creative in the world, at least right at the moment, earthquakes are usually terribly tragic natural events. In Haiti, the earthquake was a natural disaster piled on top of poverty and multiplying that poverty for many, many people. Scripture, however, in these two stories that we've read together this morning, Scripture uses an earthquake as like special effects to let you know that something really cool is going on. God is something up to something transformative and new in these scenes. The tragic inevitable event in these stories was not the earthquake, it was that unnatural act of Jesus' crucifixion. And so the earthquakes break rocks open and tear open the veil of the temple and unseal the tomb. In the crucifixion and the resurrection, something is happening that the earthquakes want us to notice. What's happening is Jesus healing human violence by taking that violence into his own body. What's happening is God is turning death inside out. What's happening is that the Holy Spirit is blowing the kingdom of heaven here onto the earth. Jesus came to be God with us, to proclaim the kingdom of heaven. Jesus came to fulfill God's intentions here on earth, and that's what we see in these amazing earthquake scenes. In the past several weeks, if you've been following along with us through Lent, Jesus has been telling parables. Parables are stories that Jesus tells to allow us to see the world in light of God's intention for the world. And when we see the world in light of God's intention for the world, what we often experience is a sense of being judged, a sense that the world itself is being judged by what God is doing in the world. And these parables often sounded really harsh. We listened to those parables so that we could understand what happened on Friday, because if you had heard Jesus telling these parables, you might have wanted him strung up as well. Jesus has been speaking judgment against the power of death that we so often serve, that power that maintains its own status and always seeks after its own welfare and its own needs rather than others. That's the power that conspired to arrest Jesus. That's the power that gave in to the crowd to sentence him to death. That's the power that fixed him to the cross and sealed him in the grave. The power of death was really scared because of this peaceful religious teacher who came to bring a new reality into the world. The power of death was really scared because this peaceful, radical religious teacher has a power that death has no way to stop. Jesus has the power of life itself in his very being. And so Jesus comes and proclaims the kingdom of heaven, proclaims this new reality where we share opportunity and plenty and the presence of God with others without fear. And of course, the power of death wants to keep him sealed in the grave. But then the angel blasts down from heaven and kicks the stone off to the side and sits right down on it and looks at the soldiers who were sent to keep the tomb secure. And at the sight of the angel, they pass on out. Matthew tells us they fall down like they were dead. The people who guarded death tried to keep it in its place. They're the ones who fall down like they are dead. And the one who was dead gets up and walks out. Alleluia. And then there are the women, Mary, and don't forget Mary, who came to see the tomb. The word Matthew uses is actually the word they came to watch the tomb. They came to watch what's going to happen next, as if they knew something was going to happen. Well, of course they knew something was going to happen. They were watching on Friday, too, when they saw something happen then. Of course, the women are faithful to the end. And so there they watch the second earthquake in 3 days, and the angel comes down dressed like thunder snow and says, Jesus is not here. He's not here. He's been raised just like he told you. The life that we love and lost is not gone. The kingdom of heaven is not in the grave. That's the ultimate victory of Jesus' mission. That's his victory of the power of life. He is not here. And instead, he goes on ahead of us into the world. The women are told to go and tell the other disciples to go to Galilee. That's where they will see Jesus again. And as they're going, they see Jesus again. And as we live into God's mission in the world, building the kingdom of heaven right here, we see Jesus again. Doing Jesus' healing work, doing the work of Jesus' life in the world is where we see him again, today and every day. Go to Galilee, the angel says. It sounds a lot like move out to the central plateau and start again. Andral Estes leads a new community, a sustainable small community there on the central plateau. He's gone from insurance to farming. He's building a life that he had never seen for himself. But he's not building that life only for himself. He's building that life with 160 other families, all of them earthquake survivors, all who are working to serve the power of life that Jesus proclaimed as the kingdom of heaven. That's part of what it means to go and tell. That's part of what happens when Jesus is not here. He's out there. The top priority in Andral's community is to build a school. Andral says, in Haiti, if you don't have an education, you are like a dead person. Those are his words. If you don't have an education, you are like a dead person. This is why the school we have in this village is the most important thing to us after the roof we have over our heads. That's the power of life, not of death. Andral's school shares with others, including children from nearby towns who don't even live in this community that he has begun. He says, everyone has a right to an education. We are not going to reserve the school only for our children. That's the power of the resurrection. Andral didn't just survive the earthquake. Survival is a much smaller word than resurrection. Resurrection means new life beyond the limits of the life that came before. That's where we see Jesus' presence. When we go to proclaim the resurrection, when we continue serving the power of life in the world. The angel said, he is not here. Jesus is not here. Jesus is out there. So go and see, go and tell, go and live the gift of the resurrection. Will you pray with me? God of life, we praise you for the gift of new life made real for us in Jesus' resurrection. Give us courage and hope to respond to your call and serve you in the kingdom of heaven. Always and everywhere. In Jesus' name, alleluia. Amen.
And now, a moment for mission.
Moment for mission today is involving, it deals with one great hour of sharing. Today, we join many other Presbyterian congregations in collecting the one great hour of sharing offering. This Easter special offering helps us to sustain many important PCUSA ministries and programs. Around the world, millions of people lack access to sustainable food sources, clean water, sanitation, education, and opportunity. The three programs supported by One Great Hour of Sharing, Presbyterian Disaster Assistance, the Presbyterian Hunger Program, and Self-Development of People, all work in different ways to serve individuals and communities in need. From initial disaster response to ongoing community development, their work fits together to provide people with safety, sustenance, and hope. A gift to One Great Hour of Sharing enables the church to share God's love with our neighbors in need around the world by providing relief to those affected by natural disasters, provide food to the hungry, and helping to empower the poor and oppressed. You can contribute to One Great Hour of Sharing by using the envelope in the back of the pew in front of you. We'll dedicate this special offering along with all your gifts for Christ's work through covenant later in the service.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.